Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining me today. And I would just like to continue on today with some thoughts I began sharing on yesterday's broadcast. And I opened with a scripture found in the Gospel of John, the 8th chapter, verse 31, where Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Beloved, as God's people, God intends through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives to set us free from every bondage, the bondage of sin. Jesus destroyed the power of sin in our lives, and yet that is an ongoing work in which we have to cooperate with Him to allow the Holy Spirit to give us strength to mortify the deeds of the body. That's what Paul said, mortify. In other words, that's the imperative verb form, you mortify. We are required to do this. We certainly can't do it in our own strength, but that same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in your physical body, your mortal body, in your spirit. And through God's power, there's nothing impossible for you that God would ask. Didn't Paul say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me"? Now, that's either true or it's not. And it's a matter of, do you believe the Word of God or do you not? And while we affirm these, many Christians say, "Oh, of course, I believe that." Yet it's a far cry from what we experience in our day-to-day lives. So not only do we have freedom from sin, but we have freedom from deception, the lies of this world. And beloved, you and I are living in difficult and perilous times. Jesus said, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world." And you know what, beloved? He's overcome the world, but we are in Christ. So that means we also can overcome the world. And we are to be of good cheer. That's why I'm on this broadcast, to encourage you. It's hard being a Christian today. It's never been easy. My goodness, look at the early church. Look at the persecution they suffered. Look at the martyrs throughout the ages, those who stood for truth and were burned at the stake or cut in two, where their heads were cut off. Just think of what the price that Christians have paid over the generations. But thank God, a glorious day is coming when the Lord Jesus Christ will return as monarch and king of this literal physical earth, and He's going to set all things right, and there'll be a millennium of 1,000 years of peace and tranquility. And we'll rule and reign with Him. Now, we don't understand all of what that glorious time is going to be like, but I don't know about you, I'm looking forward to it. So God wants to set us free, free from the lies of the enemy. Not only the lies that he perpetrates against us personally. And beloved, I have found over the years, I've experienced this myself, and many choice, precious saints of God, the enemy has worked even in their childhood to make them feel insignificant, to make them feel worthless, to make them feel unwanted, having no purpose, having nothing desirable in them. And beloved, that is a lie of the enemy, especially when you contrast it with the lies that are so prevalent in today's world, in the modern age in which we live, because there is a obsession, if you will, with the biggest, the best. And beloved, I'm very strong and very committed to pursuing excellence. That's what God wants for us in every aspect of our lives. What does the word say? Paul said in Colossians, the 3:23, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto man." Heartily means with all sincerity, wholeheartedly, with zest or gusto, quite thoroughly. In other words, don't be half-hearted about something. Don't do something sloppily, whether it's your own particular work or if you're on the job. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart and put your whole heart and soul into it. Let be your heart be in your work. Look at Jesus. He only had 3 years of public ministry, but most of his adult life, he was working as a carpenter in Nazareth. Don't you suppose he made beautiful tables and chairs and whatever they all used in that time? It must have been very perfect, very beautiful, because the hands of Jesus do everything well. He does everything perfectly. Amen. So, beloved, we are to pursue excellence, and we're living in difficult times. Jesus said we would have tribulation in this earth. God has, we know from the opening chapters of Genesis, when sin entered through Adam and Eve, God cursed the earth. He cursed the ground. This is what it says in Genesis: "For thy sake, in sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. In the sweat of thy brow thou shalt eat bread." He spoke about thorns and thistles. Anyone who's planted a garden knows the ongoing daily warfare there is to keep weeds out. And since I've been here in Idaho, I tell you what, I joked with my UCM partners, I'm on a war on weeds. I didn't have the knowledge or the expertise that I needed to use pre-emergence, so I was overcome with monstrous weeds the first year I lived here. Our life is difficult. We struggle. But when you contrast that with the mentality, the world mentality, the competition, the stress, the pressure of modern life. Just look at the world. If you listen to television, I'm telling you what, there is such a continual struggle and striving. In finances, there's the corporate struggle for material success and wealth. In relationships, how many people are, if they have the slightest problem in their marriage, they just divorce because that ideal mate is out there. And I can have it. Look at sports. We've made a religion out of it. The sports hero, who's tremendous in football or baseball or whatever, they're the ultimate hero. Movie stars, my goodness, how many people over the decades have lived vicariously through the lives of movie stars, the soap operas, all the things that are just appeal to, the heart of man, the covetousness, wanting more. There are those that have made physical health a god. They've made it an idol. Now, I'm certainly not saying we should not be careful of our body, because him who destroys the body, the Lord says, or the temple, our temple is the temple of our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, him will God destroy. But I think you understand what I'm saying. There are those who have just been obsessed with fitness. And beloved, we're to take care of what God has given us as good stewards. But beloved, we need to disassociate ourselves from this whole world mentality. We are in another kingdom, beloved. And I know some of you who walk with the Lord for a while, you know what the scriptures say. But beloved, we have to continually remind ourselves. We have to come against and fight against the pressure and the stress that society would put upon us. In fact, there are some listening to me right now, you've had such a stressful day, you're just absolutely frazzled and worn out, and you've had to deal with things on your job. Some of you have been dealing with things in your home situation, and you're just, as it were, at your wit's end. Well, that is not the place that God wants us to abide in. Will we have trials and troubles? Yes. But beloved, before they get out of hand, we need to draw ourselves up and run to the Lord. Go. In fact, the secret, I believe, of a victorious Christian life is really having that continual awareness of the daily presence of God with us, allowing Him to lead us moment by moment, not just in our prayer time every day, not just when we're at church on Sundays, but we need Him every day. Let me pray right now. Father, you see those who are under such pressure from the work of the enemy, the stress, the anxiety, and Father, you said the truth would set us free. And Father, right now we repent of stress and anxiety, which is a form of fear. We take authority over the lack of peace. Lord, you said you would give your peace to us, not as the world gives. And so right now I bind this attack of the enemy, the turmoil that the enemy has brought through the circumstances of their day, and I release, Lord, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, to permeate them. Lord, let the very anointing of God flow through them right now. Let them experience God's presence from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Let them be set free by the power of God, that you don't want us anxious, you don't want us fearful, but you want us trusting you, that you're going to make a way even where there seems to be no way. And beloved, what can we say? The world has no peace. They're dissatisfied with themselves. They're constantly looking for the better. Isaiah 48 and 22 says, "There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked." And beloved, only God can fill and give us ultimate personal satisfaction and fulfillment. Now, as far as the world, they are very religious. They have New Age humanism, the deification of man, you know, and they're going to use this form of idolatry, this worshiping of man, until the Antichrist comes and reveals himself. Well, I have much more to share, but I see my time is gone, and we'll have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Beloved, I know what it is to be stressed, to be fearful, to be under attack, to know spiritual warfare. And because God has brought me through so much, that's why I can have compassion for your needs. You're not hopeless. You're not too far gone. God reaches out his hand of love to you. Allow me to pray for you and minister to you by the word of the Lord. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.